Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, I kind of want to talk about fear. We all have things that we're afraid of, you know. I hate spiders, lizards, any extraterrestrial insects, stuff that look weird. I am afraid of rejection, afraid of lies. There's a list of things I could tell you that I'm afraid of. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared to drown. Like, it's just ridiculous. But I can say that there's a list of things that I fear. And you know what? I never really realized that I stopped myself from doing things or trying things because of fear. And I had a discussion with my cousin today that we never really realized the structure of fear, that we never really understand our emotions until we fear something. Like, they never really appear a problem or confront us as a problem until we fear it. And how many times have you been so afraid of something or someone that has stopped you from doing what you ultimately needed to do, what you needed to say? And I realized that in life, I've done that. I don't like to feel pressure to rush into a relationship because I fear rejection. I fear betrayal. And I've been betrayed in some, you know, different ways, but I fear that. And I fear betrayal because of the simple fact I feel like that's stupid. Like, I feel like you have no reason to betray me. If you feel a certain type of way, you talk about it, we do what we got to do and move on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm more understanding to the situation to where it's not as baffling as it may appear. And so the fear that I have is that I'm so understanding to where I can't understand how you would betray me. Sounds crazy, right? And so that fear kind of breaks me from getting to know somebody at times, because I'm like, I don't really know. You sound cool, but you know. You seem like, you know, you're really about to cause some damage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really feel like you're about to bring that, you know, rah-rah drama towards my way. And, you know, I feel like I kind of cut people off at a standstill point because of that. Because of my fear. And I've always tried to preserve my energy. Like, I believe energy vibes are very important. And I don't want to receive negativity to reflect into my life and cause my energy, the positivity, to become negative because of what you're reflecting towards me, right? So whatever juju you got going on over there, I don't want it to interfere with what I'm trying to build over here. So that's a fear. And there's a wall that I build up. I mean, you can know so much about me but don't really know nothing. You can fully sit down at a table with me and discuss, and I could let you pour out your heart to me, but you don't know me. And the crazy thing is, I've had people, absolute strangers. Prime example, I worked in Texas at a pharmacy, and I'm not gonna say which one, but there was this girl that randomly, it was her first date, right? And I was sitting on lunch, I was like, hey, how you going? What's going on? And she was just like, hey, I have something to ask you. And I was like, okay, what? Nice to meet you, you know. But what's up? And she's like, you just seem like such a good person, someone who's wise and inspiring. She's like, can I ask you a personal question? I was like, OMG, she's about to go like so left and ask me the most outrageous question. She was like, I just want your opinion about a subject or your advice on what you would do, because you just seem like you have it together. And I was like, oh, okay. So she tells me about this guy she's been in a relationship with, and you know, she starts saying how everything was perfect, and then all of a sudden he changed and he became so verbally distant and abusive and all kind of stuff like that. And, you know, she was like, but he's still sweet and nice. So she was like, he's playing left and right with me. And then she starts crying, you guys. This is in the break room. I only have an hour lunch, okay? I'm trying to eat my noodles. You know what I'm saying? My fried rice, you know. I'm trying to reflect on my day. And she's going in and I'm looking and I'm like, okay. And she stops and she said, what would you do? I said, honestly, I'm going to do this. And I do this to all my friends. So if you're my friend, you already know. I have a disclaimer. And I said, honey, I'm not married. I've never been married. I ain't got no man right now. I was like, I have no kids. I was like, so I'm single. So I was like, if you want to listen to what I would do, what I would say, and how I would feel, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know, I'm giving you this disclaimer to let you know that you ain't got to listen to me. I'm not a guru. I'm not baby Jesus. I'm not nothing. I know answers to nothing. I'm just telling you what I would do. But yet again, no, I ain't got no man right now. So if you listen, you're at your own risk. And I told her, I was like, you know, if that person is conflicting your energy, why waste your time? And I know that might sound really easy, but when you're in a relationship, it has to be both parties to try. And if it only feels one-sided to where one person is trying, then the other person is just trying to spare time. And use your energy and build up that energy to where they'll have enough to disperse and go about their business and carry on with their life. And she was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, you know, this random chick. And then next thing you know, she's in my department. Teacher's on. She's a cool person. But it was just like, it was random. And I've had this happen to me several different ways, times, occasions. Me and my homeboy was talking about it that, you know, there's been several times I've realized that I'm a transition point. Which sounds completely messed up. But that transition point is to help you to be a better person. So I reflect off this energy to give you a better light. And then you go and drop me like a hot potato and move on with your day. But it's just a task that I've been blessed with to help people. Now with that gift to help, I also have fear. I have fear to be used. Now, crazy thing is we all use each other. We never really, we all use each other either for good or bad or whatever, but we're all selfish, whether we believe it or not. Whether we tell each other, hey, we're doing things because of X, Y, Z, and my father, my mother, my family, my significant other, my kids, you're selfish. Because when push comes to shove, at the end of the day, the only person that's going to matter is you and how you feel about it. So you do things by choice to accommodate you and your selfish encounters. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about yourself. So when you get a person that does something strictly off of selfless acts, we tend to feed off that because it's rare. It's not normal. We feed off that energy and we feed off that vibe and we take what we need from them and we leave because what? We're selfish. We're humans. And just an ability or attribute that we have. And that's what I fear. I'm being honest with you. I fear that. I fear to be completely betrayed and used. And in that instance, I fully sit back and I have to realize that fear holds me. It grips me. I fear to be weak. And so if I'm putting a situation where I'm broken, I'm hurt, I don't interact and let everybody know that. I deal with it alone. But the crazy thing is that sometimes you can't do everything on your own. But because I'm afraid to expose my vulnerability to anybody, I digress, and then you hold all those emotions in. I'm common, you know, I'm average. So I have these feelings, but what I'm growing as an individual to understand that fear that cripples me can also strengthen me. You see what I'm saying? You know, for the people that fear to be cheated on, that's a weakness that you have because you continue to bring that in every relationship that you have. The fear of being lied to. You carry on in life and business aspects and job related because you're afraid to be lied to. So you automatically will set somebody up that they're lying and never believe them. Why? Because that's what you fear. We magnify what we fear so that we never have to see it. Instead of facing it front on. And that hinders us because we magnify the fear and not the happiness. We magnify the emotion of heartache and not the lessons we learn. We magnify the very bad existence that appears into our lives and never the good that makes us and helps us grow. So by fear being placed at a forefront in your life, we never fully acknowledge anything. Funny fact, you have a spider infestation or a spider just in your room, right? If you've ever been so afraid of a spider, I'm afraid of a spider. I will not go into that room until that spider is gone. A tiny spider in an entire room. And instead of trying to find resolutions to kill the spider, get rid of the spider, let the spider do its thing and kill all the other insects that's supposed to be coming in the house. Like, I am so bothered by this little bitty spider that I cannot live and function in this room. Why? Because I magnify this spider and make this spider bigger than what it is because of my fear. My fear toys with me to direct how I feel and how I operate because I magnify its importance. And I'm not saying push your fear off and it's not that big of a deal. Okay, it's great that you acknowledge what you fear. Because if you play a blind eye to every itsy bitsy thing that bothers you, then that means you are, I call it walking dead, you know, zombified. You're not acknowledging everything that's happening. You're not acknowledging your full potential, because you're not always going to be happy all the time. You're not always going to be sad. But to acknowledge these both attributes of yourself makes you a better person and develops your growth. But I get to a point where I cannot stand, and I say that with intensity because I don't like when people magnify the bad. That fear, you fear to live your life due to your family or whatever because of a fear of how they think about you, how they feel about you, how they operate their day instead of living your life. That's the good part. So instead of magnifying how good your life could be by making yourself happy and doing what makes you happy, you decide to magnify what hinders you and holds you back. Why? Why is that so detrimental to be open and honest and see the fear, not let it cripple you, hold you down, and capitalize on it? That is what a hero is all about, is actually embracing that fear and facing it. I call anybody a hero when they can face their fear, when they can look their attacker in the face and say, I did not let you take me under. And that's also proclaiming that you're not a victim, but proclaiming that you are better. Not even better, but that you are a survivor. It's the difference between being a victim and a survivor. I am never a victim. Things have happened to me, yes. Fear has crippled me, yes, but I am a survivor, a hero that has prevailed and not let anybody or anything that feared, that made me afraid, hold me back. And so I say to you that all those little incy-beansy little fears, those fears that hold you from embracing and experiencing life to its full potential, I need you to grasp those fears. Face those fears, acknowledge those fears, and learn that they are not holding you back. Don't allow them to hold you back. Embrace them, learn from them, and move on. Don't stay stuck in a time frame because your fear won't let you move on. Embrace them, face them, and move on. Live. Magnify what's important. Your happiness, because that's what we do every day. If we fail to realize or acknowledge it, we want to be happy. So magnify that. Magnify that good. And face your fear.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henny, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.